Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joining us now on the line is Matthew Elliott, the CEO of Vote Leave, and one of the people who was pushing for the Brexit that they're now going through over in Britain. We ask him to be here because we've got Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, in town for a meeting with Donald Trump. They're going to hold a press conference at 1 o'clock, as is tradition. Good morning to you, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about Theresa May and what we can expect perhaps to hear from her as she comes to town today, because we got a little taste of it last night when she talked to Republicans in Philadelphia.
So we're really excited about this trip to the U.S. because during the referendum campaign, President Obama said that Britain would be sent to the back of the queue when it came to trade deals with the U.S. But President Trump and the new administration have made it clear that the UK is now very much at the front of the queue for a US-UK trade deal. So the Prime Minister and the government and everyone in the UK is very excited about this prospect.
Some of the things she said last night were sort of interesting. She told Republicans that Britain and America will no longer invade foreign countries like Iraq. That was sort of an interesting point that she made there. What's going on there? And tell us why she felt it was important to say this to this audience.
That was a very interesting development and something new for the UK audience as well. In recent years, the UK population, a bit like I think the US population, have become increasingly disenchanted with overseas interventions in Iraq and Afghanistan and to a lesser extent in Syria. And I think she was reflecting that skepticism about the how good and how effective these interventions are. I think also she very much puts the UK on the same page as the new US administration when it comes to this. So I think another similarity, another sign that basically the new US administration and the new UK administration under Theresa May will work very closely together over the coming years.
Now, I know here in the U.S., I think obviously people who supported Trump are very excited, and there's a lot of things happening very quickly. He's doing a lot of things. People are excited and looking forward to seeing how these two get together and get along, and I think there's really, really high hopes for that. Is there the same feeling in Britain, though, about Trump?
Well, that's a very good question. The British population were quite sceptical about President Trump, and it must be said that a poll was done saying, who would you vote for, Trump or Hillary? I think Hillary came out at about 80% in the UK. So a lot of scepticism during the time of the election. But I think there's been a slight change of mood since the inauguration.
Okay.
And I think now more people are willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt and actually say that, well, he campaigned in a certain way, but that's an election campaign. Let's see how he governs in the U.S., and let's judge him by his presidency rather than the comments he made sometimes many, many years ago.
So tell me a little bit about where the Brexit stands right now, because I mean, we don't follow it as closely as I know you do, but I know there have been some developments in that in the last few days.
There have been. Well, the Supreme Court over in the U.K. ruled that Parliament has to give the Prime Minister the power to trigger something called Article 50. Article 50 is the mechanism to leave the EU, and before the government was trying to say that, well, the PM can just trigger it whenever she wants, but the Supreme Court said that Parliament has to give them the power. So now what we're seeing is a very short bill going through Parliament over the next fortnight, giving her that power. Now, the elected House of Commons should pass that bill reasonably easily. There'd be a big majority, I think, for the bill there. The big question is what will happen in the House of Lords, the unelected House of Lords, of course, where many of the people in there are former people who used to work for the European Union, former MEPs, former Foreign Office officials. So the big question is, will it get through there? My bet is that it will, because the standing of the House of Lords is now very, very low in the UK. And I think if they were to block this Article 50 legislation, they see themselves reformed very quickly, or perhaps even abolished.
So tell me what the hope is, because we keep hearing in this country that this May-Trump relationship could, you know, harken back to the days of Reagan-Thatcher. Is that the hope, or is that a possibility, or is that just somebody looking for a good line?
That's definitely the hope on the UK side of things. And lots of the newspapers over here have been picking up President Trump's comments saying that Theresa May is his Maggie, my Maggie, I think he called her. So we want to see the start of a closer relationship there. And I think as Britain leaves the European Union, we'll be working out, you know, who are our closest friends across the world? Who should we be working with? Now, obviously, we want to keep a free trade deal with the European Union. We want to build new free trade deals and new close relationships with other countries. Now, obviously, with the US already, we already share a lot of things, not least share a lot of culture and the language. And we're both the biggest investors in each other's country. So very close economic ties as well. We want to build on that by having a free trade relationship and perhaps even starting to see, is there a collection of countries, perhaps including Australia and New Zealand and Canada, who would develop closer economic ties together.
And tell us a little bit about Theresa May as an individual, because she's new to us. You've had a chance to know her a little longer than we have.
Yes. In the UK, she's now got a reputation as being a very solid pair of hands, a very sort of put somebody of sound judgment, somebody who's very sensible. She was the Home Secretary in the UK before becoming Prime Minister. And she had she was the longest serving Home Secretary for many, many decades. And during her time in that office, looking after the police and prisons and our security, she got a reputation for not dropping any balls, for being somebody who there weren't any scandals or any upsets during her time there. So she's a very sort of practical person. I think as Prime Minister, she's taken some of those skills into number 10, into the top of government. And I think that she's somebody who is bringing a sort of new seriousness to government. During David Cameron's time as Prime Minister and during Tony Blair's time as Prime Minister, things were very informal. We had something called sofa government, where people would sit around on sofas and discuss things and not do serious meetings, whereas with Theresa May, she's brought back the meeting table and brought back the agenda and brought back the structures of meetings.
Well, we're anxious to learn more about your Prime Minister and see how this relationship between May and Trump develops in the days ahead.
It's exciting.
Yeah, thank you so much, Matthew, for giving us your expertise.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it.